Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dreams. Royal Dreams.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I ride into the mud, live no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 23rd. Tuesday, October the 23rd of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as always, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, I want to talk about a very important topic. It kind of ties into what we just wrapped up with the previous series as we were talking about, you know, sacred geomantra, sacred geometry, sacred geometric shapes. And we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified what that, you know, how those shapes and letters are not just shapes and letters. They actually control or emit a particular frequency, a wave of vibration. But what I want to talk about today is how you, as a shape, and how you, as a sound, produce a particular pattern of energy that is actually... It is like a frozen spatial, or it's frozen in space. So a particular shape, so your height, your weight, emits or sends a particular frequency. What's interesting, I thought about how, you know, when we see, like when a man sees a woman, and depending upon the shape of the woman, it produces a particular response from the man. And I see this in nature. You know, we know about pheromones, and we know about – so I'm not really talking about the pheromones, which is the frequency or the wave or the energy that is picked up through our sense of smell. But I want to talk about the energy that is sent off from you. As a individual that has a shape that produces a sound, the reason why this is so important, you notice in all of the scary movies – in Hollywood, they have these demonic entities or beings, and they always portray them like climbing up on the walls, or and they show them how they twerk and they bend their body into unnatural shapes. And all of the, you know, people in all the movies, I think about, you know, like Amityville Horror and some of the other, you know, I'm trying to think of one, what's that one, Carrie, what's the one where girls, her whole head twists around and all this stuff. These are unnatural shapes that produce a unnatural energy vortex that create or emit its own unique frequency or vibration. Now, the reason why this is so important is because we are in an environment that really, really, really is important for us to understand what's going on that's not being talked about, because it's extremely important for us to really see how the absorption and the emission of energy takes place. Yoga, for example. When we do yoga, you put your body into different shapes, do you not? It's extremely important to understand the history, if you will. When we talk about yoga or Tai Chi or anything that requires the body to be placed into a particular place. Now, what's extremely important for you to understand that that changes the frequency or the pattern that we are designed to emit or send. Now, I want to make sure that I am not for nor against any particular modality or any particular mandala or any particular, you know, circle, any particular light source, medicine wheel, shape, form, geometrical pattern, or anything. I am not against. But what I am for is for symmetry. I am for wholeness, wellness, oneness. I am for what we talked about when we talked about the last series, where we broke down vortex mathematics, we broke down toroidal mathematics, and we also broke down, again, the under, the over, and the understanding of scalar mathematics, although very briefly. So there's something that takes place inside of what they called the spiral of life whenever there is a, again, a changing of the shape of the shape. Now, as I said before, this is all in every Hollywood movie. This is how you can prove all of the Hollywood. Now, remember, go back and watch a scary movie that shows a demon or entity or anything that possesses a person. Notice the body changes. Notice how their body takes unnatural. Now, there's people who are doing this now in dance. I've been watching So You Think You Can Dance, and this guy came out and he put his arms I don't know how he did it. You know, but he put his arms in an unnatural position. Now, according to the ancient texts, when we talk about especially the blueprint of creation, and when we look at some of the, like the Egyptian Book of the Dead, they talk about patterns, and they talk about how the molecules inside of the DNA and inside of the cornea of the eye, how they interpret frequency, wave, or vibration. And they talk about how geometric codes, which are in form of geometric patterns, they emit a timeless, emphasis on the word timeless, they emit a timeless geometric code. We call it a pattern. Now, these codes are, these are a vibrational code. Everybody has a vibrational code. Your vibrational code is determined by, again, your name, by the, because each letter and each number has a particular frequency. It emits a particular frequency. Now, it doesn't, let me make sure you understand how important this is. When you look at the letter A, you when you look at it, you absorb it. It changes your DNA. You don't have an option. That's why logographs, ideographs, that's why going to Egypt is so dangerous, but also so beneficial depending on your understanding. That's why you can go to Egypt and have a heart attack. Because if your circuitry in your body cannot take the energy upsurge, your organs are not used to that amount of energy. The electrons, remember, we talked about in the last series, this is all about either adding electrons or taking them away. So if I take away too many electrons, bam, you die. If I add too many electrons, your spleen pops, your liver goes out, your back goes out, your eye, your cornea and your eyeballs just burst. Spontaneous human combustion has happened when exposed to shapes. Now, the Platonic solids if we were to go back, they understood that. That's why pyramids are so dangerous, are so powerful. Do you know, and me and my son did this experiment when he was in middle school. We put an apple, we made a pyramid, we put it in the, and we put the apple in the pyramid, and we put an apple outside the pyramid. The apple in the pyramid, and in inside the pyramid, it didn't rot. The apple outside the pyramid, it turned brown, and it rotted after like a day or two. The apple inside the pyramid did not rot. There are some people who build a greenhouse. When I build my greenhouse, it's going to be in the form of, it's going to be in the form of a pyramid. Because pyramids do something. There's a great book that I read called Pyramid Power. And again, I want, we're not talking about pyramids. We're talking about you. You're a pyramid. So what happens in yoga, or what happens in Tai Chi, or what happens in, now remember, I practiced, especially when I was in mainland Japan, as also when I was in Seoul, Korea, and Busan, Korea, and Okinawa, and Iwakuni, Japan, and Osaka, Japan, and Tokyo, Japan. And all these places where I learned the sacred arts of understanding. Now, I didn't go deep into it because of my understanding of it. Once I started getting into the physics and the chemistry and the biology of sacred geometric patterns that we create when we put our bodies into particular places. It redistributes the energy pattern that we are designed. Now, you are given by God a particular design. We talked about that when we looked at, again, the geometric shapes. Now, I didn't get too much into the biology of it, but we did. I did express, expose, and expand to you how your 12 numbers activates the 12 cranial nerves that activate the 12 lines, the meridian lines inside of your body that connect with the 12 spirit lines, platonic, technotonic plates inside of the earth, dragon lines, spirit lines, ley lines, whatever you want to call them. And I talked about how divination through configuration. So what happens when you reconfigure a pattern and your body is not your body in shape? Now, if you don't believe me, take a very, very tall woman who's slim, and then take a very short woman who's very wide, and let's say very voluptuous, and then have them walk in a very tight outfit and watch how people respond to their shapes. Shapes emit energy. We all emit a particular type of energy field. It is an electromagnetic wave. It's basically an electrical discharge. It's a gravitational wave. It's a cosmic ray that we send out, depending upon our shape, our natural shape, depending upon your height and the color. And then when you open your mouth and you start to talk, your shape, your sound is a particular pattern. And your shape and your sound mold matter. That's why you can take somebody like Anna Nicole or Marilyn Monroe, put both of them in a room, then, you know, throw in somebody like, I'm trying to think of somebody now, like Pink. Or somebody like, let's say Beyonce. Somebody like, there are certain women that are sensual and sexy. And then there are certain women that are a lot more beautiful, but they don't have sensuality or sexuality. They don't have sex appeal. They have beauty, but they don't have sensuality because of their energy that they're emitting. That energy that they emit. Now, I don't think Anna Nicole or Marilyn Monroe or, you know, Halle Berry or certain women who have, you know, sex appeal, I don't think they could do anything. They was born with it. It's a certain frequency. It's a certain wave. It's a certain vibration. Now, I know that not only with, you know, when I go out and if I meet somebody or I look at my own daughters, and I'm just look at women in general. There is a plan of manifestation that we have, God has for you. There's a plane that contains a plan for this planet. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. In the ancient texts, there are energy emitters. The energy that they emit, all buildings were never even thought about being built without consulting with someone who understood how energy, space, and structure, like my boy that built Washington, D.C., black guy, Benjamin Bannister was his name. No, not Benjamin Bannister. What's his name? I forgot. Anyway, all structures are built based upon the understanding of golden mean, golden ratio, and the golden rule, or geometry, or understanding pi and the Fibonacci sequence, and understanding feng shui, if you want to use that term. Now, churches and all buildings used to be built that way because they are energy emitters. So the shape determines the amount of energy that is produced and the type of energy. It carries what they call a penetrating wave that penetrates. So it's kind of like a radio wave. It's like it carries information. So there's a vibrational quality to your body and your voice. Now, I talked about bioacoustics. I talked about Sherry Edwards. I've interviewed her. I've been on her show. She's been on my show. If you've never heard of Sherry Edwards, I don't use it anymore. I don't need it. Now I am the technology, as I've talked about before. But if you're new to the game, you don't understand some of this stuff, it is good to kind of get an understanding by using technology like the clairgun photography to see people's aura. You know, I don't need that to see people's aura. Bioacoustics, I don't need a machine to understand the frequency or energy that the biomorphogenic shape, your biomass energy, your biomorphic, your biosphere. This makes you bioluminescence. So this is biochemistry. But when I first started, I needed assistance with understanding. That's why when I got into, especially when I first started judo, like first I got into boxing, then I mastered it to a certain level, and I really couldn't keep my weight down, so I went into a judo. And when I was studying judo, and I started, you know, going up the ranks in judo, and you know, basically it just throws. And then I got into Tai Chi, and at the same time I got into Tai Chi, I got into Hapkido. Now, I don't know if you understand Hapkido, but Hapkido is just wrist bars and arm lock. Hapkido, you use your opponent's energy against them. Hapkido is the philosophy of defending or protecting yourself from an attacker. Hapkido is not necessarily a offensive modality or martial art. Hapkido is more defensive. It's a style. That's why I was attracted to it. It's the ability to blend your attacker's energy to neutralize them. Hapkido is energy neutralization. And so one of the things that helped me in law enforcement and in the prison system was arm bars and wrist locks, understanding Hapkido, how to neutralize energy. And so when we get into understanding things like yoga, now we're looking into different shapes or a different way of positioning the body. And remember, it primarily has its, you know, roots in, you know, Hinduism and Buddhism. But what we're talking about, without getting deep, because we're not talking about necessarily that particular, you know, practice, I'm not for or against. Now, remember, I'm not for or against. I'm simply expressing the synergy or the energy that's being changed when you engage in any type of manipulation of the body. And what is the benefits of it, if any, and what's the advantages or disadvantages? So when we talk about yoga or when we talk about any particular spiritual and physical that focus on any type of like prana or breathing technique, because the life of the flesh is in the breath. But yoga has to do with a modification. Yoga is really a mind-altering exercise. It modifies the mind. That's why a lot of people engage in it, but it is the ceasing that has my concern. So any workout or anybody, when I got into NLP and I was studying and I started moving up the rank, neuro-linguistical programming, for people who are not familiar with NLP and hypnosis, and the reason I bowed out gracefully, same thing. All the modalities I got in boxing, I got up to, I started going up the ranks, I had to get out. Acting. Now, most people don't know this. My kids, when I was telling my kids this, I was in a musical, especially my wife. She loves when I tell this story. Because she always like, Negro, you can't sing. And she don't even know when I was in college, I was in a musical. And my professor said, you had a great singing voice, just stay in your range. And I was like, okay, cool. But then I started taking acting classes, and we all got in this circle, and we had to get into character for our scene. And the way by which, now this was back in the day, before some of y'all young whippersnappers, now remember we talking about how your shape, your sound emits energy and controls energy, and you can use it, or some, you can give it to somebody else, and they're going to use it. Like in, again, Aikido. In Aikido, you don't exert energy. You use the other person's energy against them. So in Aikido, we can fight all day in Aikido. That's why I like Aikido. Because Aikido is arm bars and wrist locks. It don't take no energy. You use their energy. But it's the over and understanding in all of the acting, you are an actor. That means you're not original. Now, remember, everything I'm about is being authentic. So anytime I go into any modality or any healing or anything that requires me to how can I put this? Now, again, I'm not for or against. I'm just simply expressing. The definition of the word oppression is what? Cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Now, remember, how does demons possess bodies? Number one, they got to oppress you. Cruel, harsh, unjust. So depending on your definition of cruel, harsh, unjust, the next step is depress you. They got to oppress you first, then they got to depress you second, so that way they can possess you third. That's the three-step process that I see. Now, you can add recession. That's new. That one, yeah, we can talk about economics. But remember, when we're talking about yoga, when we're talking about Aikido, now remember, when I studied this, I didn't live on base. I chose to live in the Japanese culture because I wanted to experience and immerse myself. So I had to learn the language. I had to learn the culture. I had to go down to the cherry blossoms. I had to go down into the, you know, out into, I was in Iwakuni, and I went and lived in Osaka. And I studied in Tokyo. Then they shipped us over to Korea, where I was over in Busan and then Osan. Then I came back. Then I went to Okinawa, which is a little island outside of Japan. Then I went to Iwakuni, then back to Osaka, then back to Tokyo, because they moved us around because of what was going on at the time. But during that whole time, I was studying the ancient arts because I wanted to get into over and understanding, you know, this beautiful, especially Tai Chi. It was awesome. You ever seen a group of 100, everybody, when I was in Japan, they would be out there. It was amazing. And the movements were so articulate and they were so peaceful. And it was so easy going. The only thing I'm saying, your authentic spirit cannot be surrendered to any man, woman, or child. You can never, ever, or you should, never ever get into any type of a meditative state through whatever method or methodology, which usually requires breathing, but the life of the flesh is in the is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the breath. So if I can control, you know, I remember Bruce Lee, and I studied a lot of Bruce Lee stuff. Bruce Lee was the baddest dude on the planet, pound per pound. I you know, some of his stuff is amazing, but Bruce Lee's power came from his ability to control his breath, breathing techniques, because that controls spirit. Now, again, there's a yogi, yoga, a lot of different definitions, a lot of different ways. What is the main, you know, purpose? It's about balance. It's about control. It's about relaxation. It's about calming the spirit. So when we practice these different techniques, now remember, shapes emit energy. Sound emit energy. And energy is not E-N, it's I-N. It's I-N-N-E-R. Inner, chi, prana, Ruach, Pneuma. It's all about the inner chi or the inner gi. That's you. That's the true authentic self. So the true authentic self is exposed at that point. Now, there is a word that is not mentioned too much in none of the modalities that we are discussing today, and that is this word sensation. That I wanted to discuss and break down very, very briefly. Now, in a lot of different places, a lot of people use this word in a lot of different ways. That's why I want to talk about it today. Because we're talking about you are a shape and you emit a sound. So there is a particular word, we call it magic, but it means magnetic. This is the biogeometric science of understanding geometrical shapes that function. That's you. Geo simply means earth. You are the earth's energy field. You produce a pre-calculated effect on all biological systems every time you walk out your house. Don't believe me? Women, if you don't believe me, put on something really tight and walk outside your house and see if you do not have an immediate effect. Now, if you really want to prove my theory, go outside your house buck naked and just walk down the street and see if your shape does not produce an immediate effect on all biological systems. Even the animals are going to look at you a little strange. And all the men are going to look at you. And vice versa, if men did that. That's the reason why we have clothing, because we emit energy. Our shapes produce a type of penetrating, it carries a certain signature. Now, this was talked about in all of the ancient texts. It's not talked about too much today. And in all of the movies, you notice, especially all of the scary movies, they all have these people who are under, remember the three steps, oppressed, depressed. Depressed means a lowering of one's mental state, a lowering of one's spiritual state to make room for a new state. Possession means to, again, own, take in, come over and basically occupy. And so there are biological systems, and we are one of those biological. We broke down that word, B-I-O, course of living, ology, based on words. So that's a sound, because words produce sounds. And sounds, now we talked about, again, in the previous series, the doubling effect of the number one, because that's what is the number one? It's a shape. You just take a line and draw. That shape doubled equals two. But notice the number two is shaped differently from the number one. It emits a different frequency or energy. That's why the number one is for independent leadership. The number two is for peace. The number three is creation. The number four, if you double the number two, you get the number four. That's, again, the hard worker. The number four, if you double it, you get the number eight. The number eight, if you double it, you get the number 16. But six, you got to reduce it because six plus one is seven. And if you double seven, you get the number 14. Reduce it, you get the number five. That's vortex math. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. That number is in all of nature, all of creation. Now, what does that mean, though, in English? That just simply means that you and I are biogeometrical shapes. As a biogeometrical shape, we emit a particular frequency. Anytime we put our body into a particular shape, or into a particular position, we change that pattern. Now, if you know what you're doing, that is great, because now you are doing something that most people can't do. And that is, you have the ability to do something that is called, and let me get the correct pronunciation.
Cessation.
C-E-S-S-A-T-I-O-N. That's what yoga and everything, anything that where you are changing your normal posture. The golden mean is the fingerprint of God. God put his fingerprint on you. He put his fingerprint on you. We call it a name. Sensation means to temporarily or completely stop. It has to do with a discontinuance. So when you engage in any type of, in the beginning, it was boxing for me. Then from boxing, it went to yoga. I mean, not yoga, what you call them? All the hip throws and stuff. Then from that, it went into Hapkido. judo was the word I was looking for. And each one of those involves a temporary stoppage or discontinuance. Now, that word in Latin, it means a delay. So each one of this has to do with delaying or slowing down or stopping your authentic pattern, your fingerprint, the fingerprint of God. So your energy quality, the existing energy quality is canceled at that moment. That just simply means it's because why? You're in a different shape. Now, certain shapes produce a higher harmonics. Certain shapes produce lower harmonics. That's why in all the movies they show the demons, their body is contorting into different shapes. Now I see some of the dances and some of these guys that it looks demonic. You know, the little kids like crunking. Have you ever seen kids that do that crunking dance? And now it's cool to watch. I have a daughter that she majored in dance. She got her own dance company. She teaches dance. Some of the hip hop. She teaches hip hop dance. She's a choreographer. She's great at what she does. She's making big money teaching little white kids how to dance. But it changes the electromagnetic field of the human macabre when you change your natural shape. So we got to understand the electromagnetic field of your macabre. Excuse me. So this is the biogeometrical shape that you are put in based upon your name. Now, my biogeometrical shape or my vibrational pattern, my vibrational code, as long as I do this, money flows to me automatically. Health flows to me automatically. Wisdom flows to me automatically. Great relationship flows to me automatically. As long as I stay in the green, I stay on a higher harmonic, ultraviolet wave length. I am in a very high harmonic gold. Take out the L, Lucifer, we have God. I am a harmonic God as long as I operate inside of the spectrum of my name, which is 369. Now I got through 2-3, so 6-3-3-9. Anytime I torque or change that frequency, now that's the sound. So if I am not 6, compassionate, 3, creator, 3, creative, 9, royalty, moral, ethical, high standard. Anytime I do anything outside of that pattern, my immune system drops. My frequency drops. Wealth, health, wisdom, great relationships, now they are repelled. They don't automatically flow towards me because I've changed the genetic pattern. I've changed my DNA pattern. That's my vibrational code. That's my vibrational key. If I want to get into my macabre, my body, and I want to go around and fly around the universe, again, operating in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, why do I want to do that? Against such things, there is no law. All of these laws that we got, they don't apply when you are being you. So if I can get you to be an actor in a play, I got you. You stuck down, chill. You cannot return back to source. Now, all of these practices have to do with that word that we just mentioned, sensation. That means I'm going to become inactive. It means stoppage. Now, when you go on recess, remember one of the words to demonic possession is recess. The word recess means a voluntary stoppage of normal activity. That's like when you was in elementary school, the bell would ring and you would stop all activity, get up and go outside and play. So when we look at the history of this word sensation, it means inactivity. It means a temporary pause. Now, it's like if somebody is going to put you into hypnosis, what happens to the brain? Well, you have to relax the brain. I've heard people say empty your brain. Now, I know there's nobody on this call that empties their brain. If you do, you might want to stop that quickly. You should never empty your brain. This word sensation, excuse me, it means to cease. If you go down to the bottom of the page, the word origin of cessation, it comes from the word cease. C-E-A-E, cease. That means to discontinue. So as long as there is something that you know, in other words, if you know what you're doing, now let's be crystal clear. Everything is about energy. If you can contain the energy, if I'm an electrician and you call me to wire your house, I know what I'm doing. Now, I am not a electrician. I'm a wordsmith. Now, if you are doing an open mic, spoken word, if you need somebody to teach, if you need somebody to preach, you can call me. If you need somebody, if you got an electrical problem, there's an electrical outage in your car, you turn on the switch, and the light's not working. Or every time I used to have a car, matter of fact, every time I hit a bump, the lights would flicker. There's an electrical shortage somewhere. I didn't know what to do. Why? I am not an electrician. And so basically what you're doing when you engage in any of these arts is that's what you're doing is you're becoming a spiritual trician, if you will. You're becoming a spiritualist. Now, if you know what you're doing, okay, you're good because you know that every time you change the shape, your physical shape, and you put yourself into a particular shape, that's why I like stretching. You ever notice, you know, most of this stuff involves some type of stretching because, again, in my acronym, fitness is frequently intense training, FIT, N, nutrition, E, enthusiasm, SS, stretching and sleep or recovery. Because what happens is when you stretch, you are expanding the muscles so that way, again, they can take on more activity. Everything, certain things and certain modalities requires you to cease or to stop. Excuse me, that activity. What activity? The normal activity of that particular body part or function. Why? It's designed to bring about rest. It's designed to bring about recovery. It's designed to bring about relaxation. It's designed to bring about recreation. Now, the word recreation is the word recreation. So if you're interested in recreating something, okay, maybe not so bad. If you're interested in totally stopping, it means to put a stop or to put an end to something. Now, we're not just talking about just yoga. I'm talking about anything that you would do in any environment where, let's say you drive a lot. You're sitting inside of an automobile for hours every day. So your breathing is different from when you're standing up. So breathing through, the ability to breathe properly so that way you're getting oxygen into your cells is limited because you're sitting unless you're conscious and you're taking deep breaths and you are purposely breathing in. Otherwise, all of the secrets that the ancient texts talk about that's released in shapes. Now, there's a whole science behind this. What I want to express to you today, because we touched on it in the last series, but we didn't talk about too much about establishing harmony through the science or understanding and the detection, more importantly, of when your energy is low. Like today, my energy was low. So I went to the gym. I was just kind of going through the motions. And it's been more than today. The other day I was sick and voice just not getting back. And then the spirit kind of like something dropped, downloaded into my spirit like, what month is this? Like, this is October. Now, since birth up until 10 years ago, every September, October, November, December, I crash and burn. Every year. Like, I can go all the way back. Now, my ex-wife got 25 years of history of me crashing and burning. She wrote it all down. She had a journal. Talked about it all the time to this day. So how come I don't crash and burn no more? Because I'm conscious. When I was unconscious, I would start crashing and burning. I didn't notice it. When you change I changed my conscious, not necessarily my physical body, but I changed my sound and my frequency. Consciousness is a changing or it's a management of the energy that is naturally being emitted through some type of a ketogenic, transformative, what's another buzzword that the people are throwing around today? Meditative, sensory, what's the word? Calisthenics. All of these words are buzzwords for how to manipulate sound and how to manipulate mass and matter, your body. And so there are certain things that are aesthetically pleasing. Now, for me, the reason why I crash and burn, because of, number one, that was, you know, growing up as a kid, that's holiday season. Number one, my birthday. We wasn't allowed. Well, it wasn't that we wasn't allowed. We couldn't afford to celebrate birthdays. My mom had 13 kids, you know, 9 that was around when I was a kid. We didn't have enough money. My mom was a single parent. She didn't have a job. She just was creative and just sew and, you know, she played, you know, instruments by ear, could sew and do all of this stuff. But a traditional 9 to 5, so when the money was coming in, so it was good. And then Sister X showed up and started taking us out, and we was going out freaking these tents out in the middle of the woods somewhere and out in the middle of the coast. So was childhood good? No. Did I celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, what's another one, Halloween, all of that stuff that all kids find very exciting? To me, it was very depressing, and it all started with my birthday, because my birthday is in September. So it took me a little while to figure it out, but then once I, when I got with my current wife, and she loves birthdays, I never celebrated a birthday. I told you guys, my wife threw me a surprise birthday party. All my friends showed up, and I came home, packed my trash, talking about I wanted a divorce. And she said, well, why? What did I do wrong? Well, you surprised me. I don't celebrate birthdays. I tell that story, and people look at me like, what? That's how lost I was. I had to totally change my energy. But the way I changed it was through awareness and consciousness. That's why I do consciousness. Everything I do is about consciousness. It's about awareness. I'm just trying to expand your consciousness. I just want you to see what right now you don't see. And what is it? You naturally have a vibrational code. Don't change your shape or your voice or your sound unless it's like I did. I don't want to crash and burn in September, especially financially. So I'm not trying to stop or discontinue being wealthy every September, October, November, December. That's what I was doing. I was ceasing. I was stopping. But I didn't want to do that. So, okay, I changed my voice. I changed my frequency by not doing nothing physical, but by doing something mental. What am I saying? As I've said before, the dominant culture, whoever they are, they want you to use electronics and technology. Anything wrong with it? Absolutely not. I prefer to use my spirit. In other words, anything that you can do with a machine, I can do with my brain, with my spirit. And I'm doing it. I'm proving it. So what should you do? Mind over matter. Mind, excuse me, controls matter. Now, let's be crystal clear. I'm not talking about going where I came from, where you are all spirit and no matter. You're so spiritually minded that you are no earthly good. I already been there and done that. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a balance in everything. The way that you are designed, there are women and men now that are getting, you know, men are getting pec implants, calf implants. Women are getting, you know, those, you know, Botox injections and, excuse me, all types of things to assist or to change their shape. Why would you do that? Well, that means that their current shape, their current body, the way that they see themselves right now, is not giving them the energy. It's not sending the energy that they are. It's not having the impact that they want. Why would a woman get a breast implant? What does big breast mean? What energy does it send out? Why is it, you ever seen not all, yeah, pretty much all. If you watch Love and Hip Hop or any of these, you know, reality shows, all of the women got huge badonkadonks. Now, I know all of them women were not born or given that by God. There was some type of enhancement. Why? So having a big badonky donk sends or emits a certain message. Whatever that message is, that's what they want. So your shape sends a particular message. This is bioacoustics. Now, this is so deep that it's mind-boggling because it's how biology affects acoustics. It is the dispersion of a particular perception. So you are sending out a particular perception, either knowingly or unknowingly. Now, I just want you to be aware of your current one before you start manipulating it. What is the message that you're sending out? Women, when you wear your hair up, when you wear your hair down, you're telling me something. If your hair is covering half of your face, you're telling me something. If your hair is to the left, you're telling me something. If it's to the right, when we talk, now most people know the whole body language thing. I learned this in the prison. If you're leaning forward when we're talking, if you're leaning back. All of this sends to somebody like me who reads people's body language and understanding the power or lack thereof. They understand biological acoustics. I'm simply expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today that God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. You have power. Your shape produces an energy field. It is an electromagnetic wave. You are producing an electrical discharge right now. If you could hook yourself up to an EKG machine, an EEG machine, your electrons are sending out a frequency. This is a harmonic vibration. And it is interpreted by people, and they don't even know. And so when you engage in anything that changes your posture, even for a small period of time, you are changing the wave patterns, and they are either becoming more synchronized and rhythmic or less synchronized and less rhythmic. Your job, and my job, is just to overstand. Now, once we overstand, what do we do next? Next, we see how when I walk into a crowd of people, like, for example, I'm a black guy. Now, all my children, when they were younger, their friends would come over to the house, and they were always afraid of me. So I had to be the funny guy, and I had to smile and crack jokes. Because they would tell my sons and my daughters when they was in elementary, why is your dad big for no reason? I'll always remember that. I think it's so funny because of the way children articulate things. So going to the gym, exercising, lifting weights, did exactly what I wanted it to do because at that time I was in the Marines, got in the Marines, went into law enforcement. Got out of law enforcement, went into corrections, got out of corrections, went into loss prevention, did undercover stuff. Then I did, some maritime security. Then I did custom protection where, we did like high-risk security where we, protected mayors and governors and, high-profile people. And it was all 20-plus years of security work. Insecurity is all about command presence. If you got to speak, take out your gun or your handcuffs, you could not work for me. I only hired officers who had command presence. And I want to talk about most of the dudes I hired, they were little dudes. Because it wasn't about the size. It was about the frequency. It was about the energy that came from the brain. It didn't come from the body. But see, it took me 20 years to learn that. What did I learn that? In a supermax prison in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Because the littlest dude and the whole prison ran the prison inside and out. The dude had a microwave in his cell room. How you get a microwave inside of a prison? And it's a supermax prison. He had conjugal visits. The dude was like a governor. And he was 5'3", maybe 5'4", maybe 130 pounds soaking wet. And he had dudes 6'5", 400 pounds serving him, waiting on him hand and foot. Mind controls matter. So the building of muscles is great. It looks good. It sends a message that says, I'm a mean person, or I'm a big person, or I'm a strong person. If that's the message you want to send, that's great. You keep lifting weights. But then you get to the point where, again, as I've been saying on many, many shows, levels of loss. That's numerically proven by understanding the universal language of mathematics, which is the numbers of vortex-based math, which is the lower level, 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. Next level, 3, 6, 9. Really not the 9, just the 3, 6. Last level is the level 9. By doubling it, it just repeats itself. So all the mathematicians are like blown away because that is toroidal energy. It's a donut. It's the way that our cells are shaped. And the energy goes in and it comes back out. It goes in and it comes back out. It's the number 8 on its side. It's two circles that are joined together. Right there in the middle of that circle, it pulls the energy in and then it pushes it back out. And then it goes back up and it comes back around. This goes on infinitum, nonstop, forever and forever. That's unlimited energy. Once we understand that configuration, that's us. That's why people who have the number 8 in their life path numbers or in any of their numbers, they have this pattern that produces power. But usually most of them don't understand it until they're never able to maximize it because it's mental. It's not physical. You can lift I can lift weights forever. But then there's a guy that's 5'3", 135 pounds, that can whoop a guy that's 6'5", 450. Because mind controls matter. And so my job is to get you to understand the magnetic field that we live in that produces magnetism. So this magnetism controls iron. Let me say that again. Magnetism controls iron. Iron is drawn to magnets. That's why you look at the North Pole and the South Pole. If you look at how the magnetic field of the Earth works, they got polar opposites, poles. This has to do with what they call spintronics. This has to do with electrons. So magnetism, the ability to understand movement and what we call kinetic or, again, biological energy, is controlled by magnets. And magnets is another word for magnetism. And magnetism is another word for clarity. And clarity is another word, again, for focus, discipline, and order. The ability to understand crystal clear clarity. That produces magnetism. That's why you ever seen, like, I'm trying to think of somebody who's a big girl, like Monique. Like, some big girls always have a guy. And then some very skinny, very attractive girls never have a guy. Why? Big girls have confidence. They have magnetism. I see a lot of big girls, they have a lot of confidence. They always got a man. Because it's not about the size. It's about understanding the wave patterns. Now, when it comes to understanding everything that we do, the reason I brought that up is to understand, for you to understand that energy in combination with fire, which is, again, mentalism, magnetism, is magnetic. So any shape that we can put ourselves in, any frequency that we can, any vibrational sound that we can produce with our voice box is controlled by our intention. Behind every physical thing, there is intention. There's a reason. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. God looks on the intention. So when it comes to every modality that we do, every food that we eat, that's why I like food, and I like talking about food, but consciousness, more better. I like water, talking about water, distilled water, drinking water, blah, blah, blah. But consciousness is more better. I like praying. I like talking about prayer. I like exercising, you know, talking about exercising and movement, you know, getting exercise, but mind is more better. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, that every time you engage in anything, always trace it back to its source. And just remember, the electrons that orbit or that's going around inside of your body, these electrons move around and they release energy and they absorb energy. At the end of the day, the best way to control the movement of the electrons inside of your body is with your mind or with your spirit. And so anything that causes you to success, to cease, or to stop using your mind, using your spirit, anytime or anything that says, okay, relax, think about yourself, you know, think about doing this, that, and the other, you know, totally empty your mind of all thoughts. I ain't even got a problem with that. But I would never empty my mind of self. I would never stop thinking of my pattern and my power and my person. Because the moment you do that, that's when you open yourself up for all types of concerns. Now, I have a plethora of different examples from clients that I could, you know, that I've talked to who have engaged in either some type of activity knowingly and unknowingly through hypnosis or through some breathing technique or through some psychotropic drug, and it always started out benevolent, and then it always ended up where they had some type of mental parasite, we'll put it that way, because it weakens their energy. It weakened their energy or it weakened their spirit. Now, the waves of energy that's associated with certain shapes, usually, again, like in all of the movies in Hollywood, there's a reason why they expose you to those shapes because they produce a certain effect in the body. All shapes have that effect. That is why every corporation has a logo. No matter the size of the corporation, they got a logo. So when you look at the logo, it produces a particular effect. That's the purpose of the logo. I just want you to be conscious of it. So again, there is a plethora of benefits to yoga, to Hapkido. Like I said, Hapkido teaches you how to use somebody else's energy, aggressiveness against them, so that way you can kind of pin or control or manipulate them. So I'm not saying that we should not or that we should. I'm just simply saying that I don't care how great a person is physically, if they have no mentals to go with those physicals, they're going to be easily manipulated, as proven by a lot of fighters physically and a lot of yogis or gurus spiritually. So it's not the... How's that saying go? It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. So it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, to over and understand that each one of us, we are all producing what they call argon energy. We all produce chi. We all produce chi. We all produce prana. We all produce ether. We all produce pneuma, ruach, the life force, this energy that's neither positive nor negative. It's how it's used. Using your intentions is how you direct this energy towards something positive or towards something negative. That is why I always say, your intention. So when people ask me about celebrating holidays or Halloween or yoga or Tai Chi or anything, I'm not for or against it. I ask one question. What is your intention for taking yoga? What is your intention for taking Hapkido? You want to learn it so you can go out there and, you know, bend people in the pretzels and take their money? No, okay. It may not come out too good for you. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So make sure, brothers and sisters, that in everything that you do, and especially everything that I talk about, and especially moving forward, it's extremely important that you configure based upon an intention or a mental disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why do we do that, Brother Will? We do that because against such things there is no law. All of the laws of this universe, all of the lesser laws, are submitted to the law of God, the law of one, which is Hero Israel. That word is and Ra and El are three totally different things that has to do with the law of three, that has to do with the law of nine, which has to do with the law of God. And by understanding that faith, hope, and love, three, but the greatest of those three is love. And as long as you're operating from a place of heart chakra, from a place of love, well, whatever you are engaging in, if you're engaging in establishing an electromagnetic field or an energy pattern or a ruling disposition of love. When you do that, regardless of the modality that is being used, you're going to emit a power that is going to be beneficial, that's not going to harm or hurt, but it's actually going to produce an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. So if you have to engage or if you want to engage, now the higher place or the higher level to go is always to go to the spirit realm, meaning that no one but you can give you to somebody else, meaning nobody can disrespect you unless you let them, unless you lower. Remember the three-step process, oppress, depress, possess. Unless you lower your mental state. So if you go into any place and anywhere and there's someone there asking you to lower your mental state, you might be cautious, because no one should ever ask you to lower your mental state. No one should ask you to lower your spirit. No one should ask you to empty your mind. No one should ask you. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm saying get rid of problems and get rid, but your true authentic self, for me, don't tell me to stop being a six. Don't tell me to stop being a three. Don't ask me to stop being a three. Don't ask me to stop being a nine, because that's my true authentic self. That's my vibrational pattern. That's my key. That's the key to the kingdom. That's my vibrational code. So if you want me to cease or to stop vibrating on that manner, then that's when I have a problem. But as long as I can maintain my vibrational authenticity and be who God has designed and gifted me to be, at the same time and engage in physical activity, engage in yoga or Tai Chi or whatever, okay, we good. But in the process of doing those activities, if I got to lower my mental disposition in order to take on another disposition that's going to make me more suited for this role, more suited for this position, more suited for this, that, and the other, that's when I have a problem and a concern. Because the big G, remember, he would never, ever, ever manipulate or control. So, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Tomorrow we start introducing the new series that's going to really be a little different. A couple of clients asked me about some accounting issues and tax stuff. So I'm gonna break that down. Because a lot of people are paying taxes, which I don't know. I mean, I know if you owe money, you got to pay. But, I don't think nobody should be paying taxes. There is. So people have asked me, okay, Doc, how do you – I ain't paid taxes in 10 years. And people ask me all the time. So I'm going to be doing – I'm going to be breaking down my how you should be setting up your business so that way you have a tax-free organization legally. I'm not talking about no, you know, shucking. I don't do that. Everything I do is above board. I'm talking about how you should legally set up your own corporation, how you should set up your own business, how you should operate out of your own home or whatever it is that you're doing. So we're going to start introducing that. It's going to be a pay-per-view series. Again, it's primarily just for – Kingdom Millionaires students, but I'm going to do the intro and share a little bit of it for the general public, and then we'll pull it to the side and break it down for everybody else. So other than that, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you or ask you to lower you or stop being you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice.